Looks like that slight adjustment I made to the scope a while ago, it's got this zeroed in. Those last three shots look like they hit dead center into the bullseye. Let's go get the target and see what we think. That's what I'm talking about. All three shots right in the bullseye. You know, that's why they call me Sure Shot Sean. Okay, not really. But you know what? I've always wanted a cool nickname. Something that really described who I was, you know? Something tough. Something maybe like Buckshot or Shotgun or maybe even the Duke, right? You know, there was a guy in the Bible in the book of Acts and his name was Joseph. And he was always around the disciples and he was supporting their ministry and supporting the church. Always around uplifting, encouraging others. And matter of fact, in Acts, in the book of Acts, in 4 and 36, it says, "And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted as the son of consolation." So the disciples nicknamed him Barnabas, which means the son of consolation or the son of encouragement. It says, "He was a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet." So how cool would that be that, you know, that the people that you were around every day nicknamed you Barnabas? Because basically that's what you were doing every day. You were encouraging them. You were lifting them up. You were helping them out. You know, in this world that we live in that's so disappointing at times and so discouraging, you know, wouldn't it be great to be known as an encourager? As a matter of fact, as Christians, that's what we're, one of our duties is to be an encouragement to others. In Ephesians 4 and 29, it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying," or building each other up. It says, "that it may minister grace unto the hearers." I'm telling you, that's what I want to be known as an encourager. You know, to go out, spread the love of God and the joy of Christ throughout and to encourage others. So what's your nickname? Is it what you want it to be? Well, you know, it's never too late to change that. Here's what let's do. Let's set our sights on Christ and who He wants us to be.
Come on, Ninny, it's almost time for supper.
Ninny. You see why I want a cool nickname?